Armodoxy for today, children and religion. It is interesting to me that as adults, we want to impose on our children systems that have not worked for us. Jesus turns the tables on that discussion, as he usually does, by calling a child as the example of what he wanted to see in all of us. We read in Matthew chapter 18, "At that time the disciples came to Jesus saying, 'Who then is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven?' Then Jesus called a little child to him, set him in the midst of them, and said, 'Assuredly I say to you, unless you are converted and become as little children, you will by no means enter the kingdom of heaven. Therefore, whoever humbles himself as this little child is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven. Whoever receives one little child like this in my name receives me.'" Children are pure, but we know that purity can soon be diluted and corrupted. It seems there are more opportunities and quicker means by which children can be corrupted these days. And so we create ways of passing on knowledge to our children. The challenge for us is not to lose track of our goal. I have heard many well-intentioned teachers of Scripture do so with literal terms. For instance, presenting the story of Noah's Ark as literal truth will certainly backfire when the children ask simple questions, such as, "What do you mean everyone was so bad that God flooded the world? What about the child that was born the night before? Was she so evil too?" Instead, the stories of the Old Testament are there to be used as metaphors and templates for some basic truths, such as God has rules and regulations. The best lessons that we can pass on to our children are not by words, but by our actions. When children see their parents and teachers live the life that they preach, a greater lesson cannot be learned. At the monastery of Gellart, there is a room dedicated to lighting candles. And there in the monastery, people can come on these large trays holding sand. They can place their candle of prayer, reminding them that the light of Christ is what illuminates our life. At Gellart, however, they have a few of these candle areas that are only a few feet above the ground, making them accessible by children. Right next to their parents, children have an opportunity to stop, light a candle, and begin a habit that they will carry with them through their lifetime. These habits are the way traditions are born. The easiest and most meaningful lessons in life are those which are passed along sincerely. Let us pray a prayer for children, written by Archbishop Hovnanian. Lord my God, your light shines upon me this morning. I lift up my heart to you, and with your blessings I walk to school to enlighten my mind and soul and to become a kind student. Lord, bless my day and my night, and I promise to live a meaningful life for your glory. Amen.
Apostle.net, apostolic evangelism for an electronic and expanding universe.